minutes remaining.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Daily Happy. Today is Tuesday, September 5th, 2023. I'm Allison Burns.
I'm Lulu Picard.
Waking up or winding down, we want to be there for you.
Yeah, you can be there for us simply by subscribing to our newsletter. It's very exciting, everyone. It's original. Every week it's different. I mean, the format's the same, but like the information is different because otherwise why would we send it out every week? Plus, we only send stuff out once a week. So you're not getting like clogged up like those other emails you sign up for. You know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. You know what you're talking about. All right. So have you been watching the epic like world championship with the pole vaulters?
Whoa. No, I have not. Tell me everything. I don't know anything.
Two Olympic pole vaulters battled it out this past week, and it was two females, one from Australia, one from America. They both made it over the 4.90 meter bar.
Okay.
But they both failed to get over the 4.95 meter bar.
Okay.
So they decided to share the gold medal.
I'm okay with that.
Right? The last time the gold medal was split was at the Tokyo Olympics, where the gold medal was also the men's high jump final, and they decided to split it.
Well, okay, wait. What event exactly was this that you said?
This is the pole vaulting.
But at what tournament? Because it's not Olympics time, right? It's like...
This was at the World Athletics Championship.
World Athletics Championship.
Where you can get gold.
Yeah. I love it. I'm a big fan. I think the only thing that I don't like about competition is the competition.
Yeah. So I know.
I think that's great. And plus, I would imagine I've never done pole vaulting or discus or shot put or any of these other one and done sports, right?
Yeah.
But I would imagine that once you get to a certain level, everyone's kind of the same talented.
Oh, absolutely.
And at that point, it's luck.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like maybe your foot was off just a little bit, or maybe you're, and of course you can be more consistent and better, but you can all do it.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, it is. It's crazy. Once you get to a certain caliber in anything, it is a lot of luck. I've said that about us with this podcast.
Well, even, you know, when you watch gymnastics and they're like, man, she nailed it at every practice, but she didn't get it tonight. And I'm like, then this practice don't count. You saw it with your own eyes, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And we're all human. So it's like, there could be one thing off. Like I know I have been in good voice some days and then I could be literally on my period and all of a sudden I can't hit the same note. Or for whatever reason, maybe I had too much dairy that day.
Yeah.
Like,
the worst is when you go to an audition and you hit a note you normally can't and you're like, oh no.
Yep.
I better not book it based on that. Because that's not happening every day.
Yep. I always tell people when I help them with auditions, I'm like, don't do something in an audition that you can't do seven times a week, eight times a week.
Listen, listeners. Allison and I were once in a show where one of the actors in it decided to do a cartwheel in their audition. And then they were stuck doing a cartwheel in the show the rest of the time. But this person was just a goofball. Like they were just doing a cartwheel to be goofy and funny. And then they put it in the show.
I mean, you've done that. You climbed on top of a piano as a joke during rehearsal. And they put it in the show so that you had to climb on top of that piano every single night.
And I will tell everyone, it was not a graceful, pretty climb. It took a really long time. And I was very concerned that I would flash the audience. So I had to do this like leg cross thing and then spin myself on the grand and then like come up. It was not attractive.
Well, and that's because when you first did it, you were trying to be funny and they were like, that's comedic gold.
That's my problem.
Let's just keep that there, you know?
Yeah. Five. Point yeah. being, everyone, maybe you can do it in rehearsal, and maybe you can do it in the audition, and maybe you can't do it on the day, but you can still do it.
Yes. Yeah. Listen, that's true. It's true. So talking about, let's still do it. Did you hear about the historic? Let me preface this whole statement by saying I didn't do a ton of research because my husband on our drive back from Inglewood, which is like Sarasota County.
Okay.
We drove there to visit my parents, which, by the way, was interesting. I didn't know a hurricane had hit there. Hurricane Ian hit there 11 months ago.
Yeah.
But it was interesting because we're driving along and I'm like, man, this place is, it's like, I need some work. And I had no idea that it was struggling. And Chris said to me, he said, yeah, it's either like being run by some biker gang or a hurricane just hit here. And I was like, let me research. So as we're driving, I researched it. And sure enough, poor people of Inglewood, you guys were slammed by Hurricane Ivan just 11 months ago. And they're still rebuilding.
Wait, Ivan or Ian?
Ian.
Okay.
Yeah.
There was a Hurricane Ivan at one point.
I get them mixed up.
We're getting into the real obscure names.
I know.
Then we can't even remember what they are. People have to look up how to pronounce it. What was the last one that came through?
Idalia?
Iriana? Yes, exactly.
I was like, Idalia? Idalia? No idea.
We're done. We have so many storms now. We're done with the Jim and Bob and Sue.
Yeah.
We are now in, like, I don't know. Soon they're just going to be named after, like, superheroes. We'll just run out of people names.
Can you imagine?
It would be terrible. Actually.
It would be terrible. But I said all this to say that while we were driving, he pointed out that SpaceX just made headlines because they had this rocket launch that actually made it back to Earth. Uh-huh. Like it went and came back without separating.
Uh-huh.
And so this apparently is like the next big thing. I tried to fight with him and say, no, they've done that before.
Based on no knowledge.
Based on the knowledge that I was like, he was like, no, now it can land like a plane. I was like, no, they've always landed like planes.
I know. What you mean. Okay. Yeah.
There was a time when, remember, they would come back to Earth in a disc and it would fall into the ocean.
Yes.
And they would rescue the people out, the space people, right. The astronauts. But then they made developments and now they are able to land the spacecraft. Back down to Earth like an airplane and reuse that. But what he was saying, which he didn't make clear, is that the rocket itself has not been reusable until now. Normally, the rocket separates as it goes off into space, which is true. I've seen that, right? They all kind of break off from each other and whatever, mm-hmm. fall to the ground and into the water, which is also why it's done in Florida so that it can fall into the water. But he's saying that now the booster rocket will actually be able to go stay in space and bring it back down and be reused, which I guess will save millions, trillions.
When you're spending other billions? I don't even know.
That's what I meant when I said, let me preface this by saying I didn't do a ton of research. I just listened to my husband talk a lot. And I was like, this is an interesting story I should talk about. But I don't have any real facts yet.
Wait a minute. Hot pause. Did you look anything up? Or are you just telling us about a conversation you had with your husband? Because this podcast is already too removed away from research. Do you know what I mean? We can't now just be like, also, I had a conversation with someone. That's not that. And then what? And then the people are going to be like, so I listened to this podcast where this woman had a conversation with her husband and he thinks that. Do you see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I see where you're going. Well, luckily we have 30 seconds left to discuss this. what happened was, I did hear it and I was intrigued and said, I'm going to talk about this on the podcast. 10, and normally I would 9, find an article, 8, copy the link, put it 7, in my notes, 6, and then I would 5, reference it. 4, But, you know, there's only 8 seconds left in this podcast.